Why don't we have like a team of people fanning us?
I don't understand. I mean, honestly.
How do we get one of those? I just want a team of men that follow us around during the summer and fan us. I don't think that's actually asking a lot out of life.
Seems reasonable.
It's extremely reasonable.
These flies are not going to cut it here.
These are not the men we're looking for to fan us.
No, we don't want fly.
Your little wings
we don't
aren't
want
doing
fly
it.
Men. We want real men with abs.
I'm really just focused on the fan part. At this
or that too. Okay.
90 plus.
It can be
day.
Any man. If we're taking applications, you can be any human.
You're
that's
hired.
A male.
You're hired.
Actually, just any human. What caused your death, Travis? Well, heat stroke. That's what it was.
Rosé on the porch in the summer.
Hey, Basics. It's Travis.
It's Chelsea.
It's Amy.
And we're the Basic Brunch Cast on a Saturday. Kind of at brunch.
And we are so hot.
It's only like 2 o'clock, right?
Temperature hot.
Oh, yeah. We're temperature hot. We don't look hot because we're sweating because we're sitting outside today. We're live. And by live, I mean you'll hear this a week later, but we're live at The Optimist in Raleigh, which is one of our favorite little spots to get coffee and snacks.
Yes. It's our Raleigh hangout for all the caffeine.
So good.
Some of the rosé.
Of the rosé.
Very good food.
Yeah.
This actually is the food that and coffee that fuels mostly all of our Raleigh podcasts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anytime we're at Amy's, this is kind of the stop. So we decided to record here.
And we didn't know, the 2 month ago version of us forgot what summer felt like.
Yeah.
So we thought a porch cast would be so cute.
Well, it's not.
It's cute if you like.
If you love people covered in sweat. Ooh, and we can't take off our clothes here. We're not in a backyard.
And you guys forgot to say.
What?
It's our 1 year anniversary.
It is our 1 year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. So,
what did you get me?
What's the gift for the podcast 1 year anniversary? Travis, you always do the traditional anniversary gifts with Brian.
It's rosé.
It's
rosé.
It's
rosé.
Yeah,
rosé.
It's rosé. We got this for each other.
We got this for each other.
Thank you. Okay. Wonderful. Well, then we did a good job.
Yeah.
Of getting the gift.
Yeah. Maybe we can make that up. Like we can make.
Yeah.
The podcast anniversary
gifts. And then we'll release that for other podcasts to be able to follow suit.
Okay, that comes from
so
Pop
1 year
Media.
Is rosé,
okay.
A bottle.
Perfect. Pop Joy Media, rosé, you start.
I think it bottles.
Do you think every year it will just be alcohol?
It will be alcohol every year.
Likely.
We just haven't chosen which one.
Yeah, likely. So.
Maybe like the 5 year we can switch it up to diamonds.
Robes.
Yeah.
Fancier robes.
Like diamonds inside of champagne.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. And
okay.
Then you get those out.
I think we already have all the gifts that
because
we're
by then,
saying
that we want.
Because then by then, Tiffany's is sponsoring our podcast.
Right.
So they just give those to us. Them and Harry Winston. It's very nice of them. Thank you, Harry. Thank you, Tiffany.
The next 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
where do you see
I'm
you
not...
guys in 5 years? In another pandemic?
Oh, Jesus.
Travis, that got dark. Not on our anniversary.
Yay.
All right.
So, yeah. I'm not sure how we started this podcast in the heat, but we did. And now we're back in the heat.
Yeah, it's stupid.
We feel like Nelly. It's getting hot in here, but it's outside. And
so we can't take off all of our clothes.
Can't take off all of our clothes.
Because we're public.
Can. Chelsea has a cocktail napkin, just for context, that she's fanning herself with.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's doing nothing.
It is doing a little bit, although I did want to let you guys know that I decided this week that I will be investing in one of those fans. Like, you know when women hit menopause and they have the fan that they just kind of
pop out of the purse and fan?
Yeah, I'm not joking. I am investing in one. It will be in my purse with the poultry and pocket fans.
Do you know why I believe you?
Why?
Because the last time we podcasted, we were at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Your beach setup, Chelsea, is legit. You have a sand contraption that holds your umbrella. You have a cooler that's packed with snacks, meals, beverages. You have beach chairs. You may even have a fan in there. But we all had a mix of chill pool chairs and seltzers in a cooler that we carried on our shoulder. Did not roll like you did.
Yeah.
And towels for in the sand. And that was nothing like your setup. So I believe if a contraption exists to add comfort to an experience, you will have it.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's a must have for me. I will say when I arrived to the beach with you guys that day, you were already set up.
Mm-hmm.
I had a difficult time finding you because I couldn't see your umbrella.
That we didn't have.
That you didn't have. Yeah. And I was slightly alarmed that you might be sitting on the ground.
In fairness.
We would have been.
We had chairs at the Airbnb, but it was supposed to rain all day.
Okay.
So we chose not to bring them because we did not think we would be in the sand for very long. We were in the sand for very long and very sandy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jessie had chairs that she let us borrow.
Okay. And do you remember a group text where someone, Amy, said, are you guys bringing beach stuff? And I said, yes, I'm bringing all the things.
They were in the truck at the Airbnb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand. So they came to the city of Wilmington. They did not make it to the beach.
Yeah.
Because we did end up Airbnb-ing. And then, no, we did not. We ended up Ubering to the beach. And
we Airbnb'd to the beach.
When we left the beach,
a little house drove us
there.
It
was so great because we didn't have chairs. We just had a cooler and us who had been sitting in the sand all day. And the driver picks us up at the beach. So I think you know the answer to this, sir. And he goes, you guys don't have sand all over you or anything, do you? No,
we don't.
And when did he think the answer was going to be?
Of course we have sand all over us.
Of course you do. That's the most ridiculous question.
We're going to try our best.
Just a side note, since we're talking about Airbnb, have you seen the news? Not that they've gone public, all of this stuff that's coming out about them. They spend $50 million a year on risk management.
Oh,
just
my.
Paying off people to like not say anything bad about them.
No,
the people that stay at their places.
Yeah, if they have a bad experience. And then they paid $7 million to a girl who had a really bad thing happen to her. And like she was assaulted in her Airbnb. And they paid her $7 million and asked her to sign like an NDA to not say that she had that happen to her while she was at an Airbnb.
Well, it was me. And
you have $7 million. Secrets out.
That's why I can buy a fan now.
Okay.
About Airbnbs that creeps me out though is the keypad thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A lot of those people probably do not change that keypad.
And it's the same pad.
And unless
there's
a key inside that you get out and keep out.
Yeah.
I do always feel like I'm in vacation mode, so I look beyond it.
Yeah.
But this settlement
Agreed.
Makes me feel like I shouldn't. I do feel like there's a high likelihood that someone could choose to come back into the house.
100%. Agreed.
Not ideal.
Not ideal. So I'm hoping that now that they've gone public, there'll be a little bit more stricter rules because they'll have to be more strict, right?
Because we know.
Yeah. And it like before you were private, you didn't have to disclose any of this information. So nobody knew about the $50 million. A year, every year since they've been at like a company, they've been just spending that money, just being like, please don't tell about your bad experience. Thank you. Here's some money.
Right.
It's crazy.
And I do find kind of how Airbnb came to fruition as a company is just very interesting because the evolution of the company started out as like couch surfing type situation.
It was,
and then they evolved. So I think they're definitely learning some lessons over the years. I have a topic that I wanted to chat about a little later about Airbnb actually, but I didn't see the news stories about them going. When did they go public?
Pretty recently, because Brian does all of the stock stuff in our house and I don't do anything with it. And he sold our stock and something and put stock into Airbnb. So then when I read that article, I was like, well, please make sure this was a good investment because it seems like they're getting scrutinized right now.
You know, Ashton Kutcher was an early investor in Airbnb and he stayed on a bunch of couches for a long time to figure out the concept.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And to get into what would make it marketable.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy our Airbnb at the beach. Like it was nice. That was fun. That we was like a little compound.
Right.
I wanted to say commune, but that sounds like a cult.
Either
a compound just sounds like houses in a circle.
It was a group of people who put on a film festival. I felt artificially artsy for the weekend.
Yeah.
And we had guests on our podcast, which was a nice little event for us.
I really enjoyed that.
George and Marcus came on and it got crazy and then it got serious. So good times when people join our brunch table.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoy having guests. I think that was the first time in a little while that we've had guests to the podcast and it not be for a not so basic brunch cast. So I thought they were super fun. And honestly, listeners, if you want to be a guest on our podcast, please reach out. We'll ask you to submit an application for this job. No, just kidding.
For this job. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Really hard work.
There is a fourth seat though.
Yeah.
You can join us.
Yeah, we've always got that fourth mic ready to pull you right up to the table.
Yeah.
And as part of being part of the table, you get a little honorary robe to throw on and take some fun pictures with us.
Is it get to or required to? Because
we did make it choice.
Positive. Okay, you're right. Not everyone did.
Yeah, we didn't force Marcus to do it.
We love choice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What's better than fun?
Choice.
We let George take some photos in him because he wanted to, but we didn't make Marcus. So
what we're referring to is
our fur-trimmed robes
yeah.
that now come everywhere with us. I hope that you've seen them. If you haven't, take a look at our Instagram, Basic Brunchcast. They're also making appearances on our TikTok page. And let me just tell you, that there was some joy in that experience. Mm-hmm. I was very nervous. I was all on board. Let's bring the robes. Yeah, we're same. Doing this. Then we got to the beach and it was very busy.
Very busy. And I was like, never mind, no robes. We do not do the robes in all of this busyness.
But people are incredibly broken. Only one person. Not just us. Not just us.
Yeah.
I asked my husband after the fact. I said, Adrian, was anybody, you know, concerned about this experience? He said, one person.
One person.
On the entire beach.
And this experience is us running around in our bathing suits and in our fake fur trimmed robes, taking photos, running around, playing with our
twirling
hot pink feather beach ball.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there was one concerned individual. I'm concerned for him.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, he was concerned because he was just baffled by the whole experience. There's a man in a bikini. It looks like he's holding that other man's hands. Mm-hmm. There's a woman there that's white that seems to have a black husband.
He was concerned.
These people are in fur robes. He was just, that woman is in a bikini. Maybe she's not supposed to be. He just seemed to have every concern.
I couldn't tell if he could see over his belly. I just couldn't tell if he was just trying to see us.
It was large.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was large.
Yeah. Yeah. He is who I imagine when somebody screams the word boomer, like that's what pops in my head. Mm. So he was the only person who cared. Everybody else is like, yeah, do your thing because we're all doing our thing.
Right.
And
we barely even
noticed
you.
There was someone else there in a robe with fur. And I was like, well, she's copying us. Like,
yeah, she did it before.
She did do it before us. She pulled hers out before
us. We already had ours with us.
We did have them with us.
You can't just magic those into our beach bags.
No, no. So we all had the same idea, the four of us did. We actually probably should have been like, hello, except she was on the phone in a very heated discussion in the waves. Did you notice that? Like she was like yelling
phone,
at someone.
Wasn't she holding her
phone? She was on the phone yelling at someone while the waves were crashing around her. And I'm like, this seems less than ideal. You're going to either lose the argument or lose your phone, which will make you lose the argument, girl. Like get out of the waves and get back onto the land. Like, you're
because
not aerial.
Yeah. I mean, because we want you to
be
safe.
Oh, yeah, because we want you to be safe and keep your phone. No. And then you had a tragic loss.
I did.
What did you lose?
So I went into the ocean. Mm-hmm. I didn't plan on going that far. I went that far. Not a good idea.
She got crazy.
I got crazy. Not a good idea when you just made your hair pink.
Yeah.
And you go into the ocean.
Yep.
Your hair is now light pink. It's fine. Nature, it's fine. But I lost my Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
And then I had to tell myself after multiple Trulies that it was meant to be. That was the pandemic me. I bought those during the pandemic recently. I was trying to become a new person, so I had to let them go after I looked for them for like 10 minutes and thought they would wash up into my hands. I saw a helicopter circle over above water rescue. I thought it was for my sunglasses. It wasn't. So
okay. This was the part that I was most concerned about is little broken Amy thinking that we were going to find her, asking Ty to look for them. And Ty's like,
In the Atlantic Ocean.
And Ty's like, I wasn't even standing here when this happened, mm-hmm. Amy. Those are gone.
Yeah.
They don't
exist. I
wave
him down. I'm in the water with
She's
George.
She's like, Ty thinks there's an emergency.
An emergency.
George has been
a
really
shark.
Nice. He's like, let's get these sunglasses. He's like, this girl might cry. I'm going to be nice till her husband gets to the shoreline.
What a saint.
Ty gets down and he goes, They're gone, babe. Bye. Walks right back up to his chair.
It was about a 2 second conversation.
Yeah.
So, oopsies.
Well, at least George like pretended to care for a little while.
Moving on.
Yeah. Have you replaced them yet?
No.
Okay.
But do you know what? This is what I'll say from the whole experience. I didn't lose anything, mm-hmm. but I found something.
Oh. What did you find?
Oh.
Joy.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I found joy. And I will tell you this. We might not have abs,
mm-hmm.
but we have friends.
Yes.
Oh, hey.
And friends are way more important.
Way more important.
And honestly, I texted you both after the words, but in the first moment of having the robe on, I was like, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. But then I was like, we're having so much fun as friends. I was like, well, you both made me so brave because I was just like, whatever, fuck these people. I don't care.
Also, and even we were like 15 deep.
Yeah.
And so we had a big beach crew.
Yeah. We did.
What
have,
I'm saying is we have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're actually super fun.
Yeah.
Very fun.
I actually
maybe
felt
too much fun.
Maybe too much fun. I actually felt the same way initially. I weirdly felt like my heart was beating fast. I was like, what's happening?
Meanwhile, most girls on the beach are wearing thongs. But okay.
But whatever.
We're the most covered up ones on the entire beach. But I just thought once we started, I had the same feeling where I was like,
I didn't
care. I don't care. Actually, this is really fun.
Yeah.
we can just keep doing this photo shoot. Yeah. And then that's when we started handing the robe off. Does anybody want
it? Does anybody else want the robe?
Do you guys want? They can't. We don't let them borrow ours.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, you did.
Normally
we have this
extra
robe.
We normally have an extra robe because we have four. We have an extra one for
Brittany.
Brittany?
Mm-hmm.
She's so kind.
She is.
She's just not a good worker.
She
so
didn't
she
show
go on all trips.
To the beach.
Yeah. Let me think. Was she there? Did I leave her in the car?
Chelsea, it's high risk for a blow up intern made of plastic to lay out on the beach. So yeah. I think we probably did not make her.
I think
come
I
to
did
event.
Consider bringing her, but she was packed up in her box.
She
so.
Will be at the next beach trip when we have an Airbnb with a pool. She'll need the pool side.
She can come to the pool.
Oh, I wanted to run this by you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Brittany did ask if she could bring her boyfriend.
I think so.
Okay.
There are four
it's
bedrooms.
There are four bedrooms.
Okay. At the beach
we
house.
Can give them one of the smaller bedrooms.
Because for Brittany, I think it'll be fine. She'll actually enjoy having her spouse. And her spouse will enjoy being around us. So I think it
is
seems
it her
like,
spouse?
I think they're dating.
Or are they dating? I think they're dating.
Oh, her significant other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus
not
one.
Spouse. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think
we don't allow our interns to get married.
Yeah,
that's a distraction.
That is a distraction from the real work.
Okay. I'm not sure what his name is. I'll get some details, his social security number, all of
that.
That
is what we do
we'll
prefer their social security.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and
thank
then
you
guys, after we went to the beach,
it
wasn't enough.
You left me behind.
Left you.
You had a meeting or something.
Yeah, we locked you in a closet and ran.
I don't know. It was like Botox follow-up or something.
Yeah,
I'm not
something.
Sure.
Whatever. Old people shit we have to deal with.
Yeah.
And you had a journey in
Charlottesville. Yeah. Yeah. We went. I got there a couple days beforehand just to
One thing
hang
you'll
out.
Learn about me as a traveler, I'm always the miniest part of any journey. So I will pop in for the smallest segment.
Part of
so
it.
I was
yeah.
there for 2 days.
Yeah. And I was there for 4.5 days. On Thursday, I did the Alley 26 cocktail class with my friends in Charlottesville.
Oh, yes.
I brought all the supplies up there, and we did that together, which was really fun. And they gave us a little shout-out, which I thought was very nice of them.
Alley 26.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. Hello, hello.
Yeah.
I did see in our DMs that they would like you to turn your camera on.
I know, they
we
said
too.
They
oh,
would.
What's the next alcohol? What's the next liquor? So Alley 26 has online classes that we take every month.
Yeah.
Anyone can take them from any city. You don't have to be local.
Yep.
And we will story about them so that you can join us, and Travis will turn his camera on.
I will turn it
but
on.
But every
yeah.
month they announce what the alcohol is, and Travis was the only one to take this month.
Well, they started to talk about it and our dinner got there and I didn't stay on to listen to that last bit, so I'm going to have to look up what they're going to do.
Oh.
But, so I actually, I think they announced it, and I think it's a rum class.
So
I was
rum
actually
going to
sign up
for
it
summer.
For summer.
Yeah, I thought it was perfect, and I don't think they announced the drinks yet, but they did just say the class, the liquor. So
perfect.
I think I'm going to sign up this month as well, because the first one that I did was a tequila class. It was really fun. Accidentally,
dangerous.
I drank like a half a bottle of tequila with my mom. It wasn't just me, but
still a lot.
I'm going to put some boundaries in place on this class. Well, the mistake that we made was thinking that we were going to make one drink per person.
Yeah, no, you've got to share.
Three cocktails in 1 hour.
Three cocktails in 1 hour. So that, it got a little edgy.
They're boozy. They're boozy cocktails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think this time we'll just be splitting the drinks.
Yes.
If anybody's taking the class with their significant other, mother, friend, aunt, uncle,
maybe
whoever.
Just do it.
Maybe just split.
Split,
it.
Yeah.
So that's just my little tip of the day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I did that. And then you arrived on Friday.
Right. Did she arrive on time?
Yeah.
Precisely
on time.
Okay.
The plan was 11. I think I got there at 10:58.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not that you're always late.
Well, and I woke up at 10:34.
From his Airbnb that he had to check out of because we were switching Airbnbs. And he's like, be right there.
And because I had a little bit to drink, obviously, from the class, and then had more drinks.
Right.
And then so then I was a little, I slept in pretty late.
I was a little slept in.
Yeah,
I was a little slept in.
That's what I'm going to call it from now on. I was a little slept in.
And
so just to clarify, to back it up, the trip to Charlottesville was a vineyard-centric trip. So there's a lot of vineyards in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yeah, tons.
Cute town, cute food, cute beverages. But we went there for vineyards.
Okay.
Yeah. So I arrived at 11 for the vineyard weekend on Friday. So we could go to vineyards all day, Friday, Saturday. As soon as I got there, I got in Travis's car. And Travis, what did we promptly do?
We started seltzer hunting.
Oh, okay. I'm like, drink.
No, we spent a lot of the vineyard weekend at vineyards.
But also a lot of it shopping for seltzers. We were looking for a specific seltzer, but we couldn't find that one.
Because
so instead,
it doesn't exist.
Alani seltzer is a mirage in the desert.
Yeah.
Yes.
So instead, we just bought every other seltzer that's ever been made in the world.
And real quick, sorry, but I have started trolling the Alani Seltzer page from my personal account. Don't worry. And the most recent post they put up was, I think, the Hawaiian shaved ice seltzer. Mm-hmm. And they said, would you sip this on the rocks or from the can? I said, we won't sip it at all because we can't find it.
I think lots of girls
were commenting like this comment, though.
So real.
And it's nothing against the brand, honestly. I just think...
We're not patient. We want it.
And I don't know that they realize that, like, you guys are that big now. So when you come out with something like this, I mean, their energy drinks are phenomenal. Their pre-workout is phenomenal. So when that seltzer was ready to hit the market, you needed to have, I mean, hundreds of thousands of units available.
One of the first things when we went to Virginia, mostly for us, we realized was that they sold Alani Seltz at one Kroger in Virginia in Charlottesville. And we're like, we're filling our entire trunk.
Yeah.
Well, bad news. They did not have it at the Kroger. They could have potentially special ordered it for us. That doesn't seem realistic with our timeline of being there for a day and a half.
Yeah.
So we decided to fill our trunk with every other seltzer that exists, because where we live, we can get like Truly's and Bud Light seltzers. Well, in Virginia, friends, we have to cross the border a couple hours away.
They had everything.
The seltzer universe is big. It's
huge.
It's amazing. So we now own every seltzer. We are now going to be going to Virginia
quarterly
business trips to Virginia
to get the seltzers.
And if you live there and you want to be a guest on our podcast, we will Venmo you some money. You can bring us the seltzers. And
it's a partnership.
It's a partnership.
Yeah. Paid partnership. We pay you to bring the seltzers.
Yeah.
Well,
and
then,
that's totally legal. So just come on down.
Yeah. And on Saturday, we started the day out early, actually, pretty early. I had a schedule, which I don't normally do.
I loved it.
So I kept saying the whole, like, week leading up to that, I'm like, 10:30 for brunch, 10:30 for brunch, 10:30 for brunch. And then at like 9:30, Amy and I both get alerts from Open Table, like, see you in 30 minutes for your reservation at 10.
I'm like, 10.
Well,
we're in our pajamas.
Well, we woke up at like 9:30. Like, that was when we were awake.
We were a little sleepy.
We were a little slept in.
You were so slept in.
And so I'm like, well,
a little slept in. I'm sorry.
I'm like, fuck, we are going to be late. So I call them and I'm like, hello. Because I first went to just go edit the reservation and move it to 10:30. There weren't any 10:30s. So I called them and I'm like, hello, we were supposed to come in at 10.
We're a little slept in.
And I said, some things have happened and we're not going to make it at 10.
Some things.
He did say that.
And she was like, okay, no worries. I understand. When did you want to come instead? And I was like, can we come at like 10:30? And she was like, yeah, that's fine. And I was like, okay, thank you so much. And she was like, thank you. Hang up. And so then we get ready. We go eat.
It's like a little farmhouse-ish place. We're having mimosas. Yeah. There's bottles of wine everywhere. It feels like we're in a farm.
The mimosas are inside of wine goblets.
Oh, I love that.
And just filled.
Very respectful.
Okay. Yeah.
Love that. Love that.
And we just had, you know, a nice little breakfast. And then from there, we went to my favorite sandwich shop, which is called Greenwood. And it is this little, like, general store in the middle of freaking nowhere on a highway. It's like a 2-lane highway. Mm-hmm. They're a little crazy. So every time I've ever gone,
we're a little crazy. We actually thought a tour bus was cutting us off and ordering before us. So we drove 170 miles per hour for about 30 seconds to find out the tour bus was not going there. So things were great. Okay. We got to the sandwich shop.
They don't usually give you mustard when you ask for it, but this time they did.
Okay.
Every time I've gone before, she tells me I'm not allowed to have mustard.
Why?
They just don't do that.
They don't want to change their recipe.
Oh, they only do their sandwiches like how they're
exactly
made.
And so if I want mustard on it, it's usually a little bit of an argument, but I always win and I always get it.
Okay.
But this time she just did it.
Because it's been a pandemic.
We ordered from our car. You want to have a mustard sandwich?
Yeah. Here, have mustard on your sandwich.
She's probably silently judging you. That's disgusting. Probably, that doesn't taste good, but here you are.
Okay. So we got our sandwiches and then we went to the first vineyard, which was Pollock. Which I love. It has like a giant stone patio. It's really relaxing. There was a lot of people watching to be done.
Okay, one specific people watching memory from Pollock that stands out was we're sitting on the upper patio and there's this gorgeous big tree down towards the water.
Oh, yeah.
And we see someone filming three little
children
in the tree. And they're
climbing this giant pine tree.
Oh, no.
And then we see a bottle of wine on the table. So we're like, where are the parents? There's wine on the table. There's no one around, and there's these three kids way up in this huge tree. The vineyard guy starts running down. They're like, you have to get down. You have to get down. The kid never looks up from her phone. She just, like, they slowly start climbing down, but she doesn't care. She never acknowledges the guy's presence. Never turns over. They all get down. They're not children. These are a set of, now we're so far away, we now realize once we see all of them,
they're
these
adults.
Are four adults. So we're like, they must be about 21. They're being really rude. They never even looked at the guy when he said get down. I mean, I'm not hating on their content of being in the tree. I'm impressed that someone in their 20s can climb into a tree that high.
The pictures
were probably adorable. Yeah. We would be the people they should be running down to rescue. We'd have to have firemen come. We're cats stuck in the first branch of the tree. But
we also would have apologized and been like, we're so sorry. Please don't hate us.
By the time that they're leaving and we're still on our porch observing, like,
and they're much closer to us now.
Grandma and Grandpa Travis are rocking in their rocking chairs watching everyone at the vineyard. They're in their late 20s.
Like, had to be like 28 or 29.
Oh.
Up in a tree, don't even acknowledge the man there. And we're like, this, now we're mad.
Now I'm mad.
You're a millennial.
In
the wild?
Nope. I don't think
absolutely
so.
Not.
It was
hikers
like two
in the wild that were proud they could climb into a tree looking.
But also, I'm not that old. So I'm like, I thought they were 12.
Yeah, we love that we thought they were like 7.
And they were probably like 4 or 5 years younger than me. And I'm that's how much I can't tell how old people are. Because I'm like, I think they're 12, maybe 13. Yeah. No, they're 29.
Yeah. Okay.
They have mortgages.
Yeah. So we didn't.
No, they don't because they don't the babies have don't buy houses anymore.
So that was fun to judge them. And also there was one other.
Travis, we don't judge.
We don't judge.
We were judging them not being polite and apologizing.
We do judge that. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They should have just said, we're sorry. And if they had done that, I'd been like, get that picture in the tree.
You take one of us.
Yeah.
But I'm just on the first branch.
Yeah. And then we'll apologize to the guy too. But there was this little old man when we first got there. I mean, he's old. He's somebody's great grandfather. And he was like, we were trying to figure out where to sit. And he goes, you can just go in that door right there. And we're like, okay, thank you. And we like walk away. He's gone. But then right before we're ready to be done, the ladies who've been sitting at the table beside us, he walks up to their table and like scurries over. And he's like, here, I'll cork this bottle of wine for you and take it to the car for us. And I was like, where has he been?
You're a husband of one of these ladies that have their full picnic basket. They're
Did you
the
leave him in the car?
He has to wait in the van. He's driving you around.
No.
He seemed content. But
he had to be
maybe
like.
Maybe he was somewhere drinking his own bottle of wine.
He had to be like 30 years older than the women. And he was just like,
sugar daddy.
I'll get this bottle of wine. Let me get my walker to walk this back to the,
and then
the
we're
van.
Like,
well, Travis, you did just say you're not good at age.
No,
maybe
he
was only 50.
Maybe he's only 42.
Meanwhile, Travis and I are 51. Like, our dad will be around to cork our bottle soon, too.
Yeah. I was just like, my
maybe
gosh.
It was her dad.
Maybe it was her dad.
It was some type of daddy.
It was,
dad or daddy will be over shortly.
Something. And then we went to Septenary afterwards.
Yes.
What is that? Is that a winery?
It's
That's
a vineyard as well. It means pertaining to 7.
We Googled it.
Okay. Okay.
Of course, farm is called the Seven Oaks Farm. It was an okay place.
Their ordering system was just off for pandemic. No one could go in. You need to wait for them to come to the table. There was one iPad. We're not patient. We had a schedule.
Yeah, there was
two
servers for the entire vineyard that were sharing a single iPad.
Yeah.
So we were just concerned. Okay. Maybe they didn't have quite the right setup for a busy Saturday.
But we went there.
Okay.
And then we went to King's Family Vineyard, which is one of my favorite vineyards in Charlottesville. And it is one of the most popular ones there. And they have the Crozet Rosé because it's in the town of Crozet. Mm-hmm.
And that's where they do the polo matches, right?
And it was very busy. We got there probably 4:30?
No, because it closed at 5:30, right?
Yeah.
Didn't we get there at 4?
Maybe 4. And we were just sipping our wine. And you can see they're setting up a wedding. Looked so beautiful. That's so nice. And then there's people sitting in the fields. We had gotten lucky and got a table. And they're starting to walk around to the people in the fields being like, well, you're going to have to leave. And we're like, these poor people, they can't keep their tables. That's so sad for them.
We'll be staying for the wedding. Am I in the wedding?
Do we walk with the bride or
where
after the bride?
Yeah. Is this a good outfit? What I'm wearing for your wedding?
And there was also a bachelorette party that was happening in the fields. And I'm like, and so we were just like making, when the lady was talking to them for a long time. So I started just pretending to be the lady. I'm like, guys, you're very late getting ready for your wedding. Like, you were already supposed to be in makeup. Like,
please
what are you
inside.
Doing? Please get inside. Like, this is not acceptable behavior for a bride who's about to get married in like an hour. Because she was just talking to them for so long. I was like, what is she talking to them about? Unless they're the bridal party and they're just out here getting drunk. But finally, somebody did walk up to our table and they're like, guys, you have to leave. There's a wedding happening. Like, you're going to have to go.
We love that.
And she's like, I know you've got half of a bottle left, but you're going to have to go. We're like, okay, we'll leave.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now, in that case, can you get that? No, can you get that guy? Was the guy with you?
Daddy?
Daddy wasn't there. He should have corked it for us.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had to cork it ourselves. had to do our own work.
Dad, I asked you to come follow me to the winery.
Yeah. And we had to cork it ourselves and put it in the car ourselves and do all of that work ourselves. It was terrible.
And Brittany wasn't even there.
No. But Travis useless. Like gets into dad mode himself a bit and he goes, let's go, let's go. Everyone's going to be leaving at the same time. Let's go.
Yeah. Because then I was like, we're never going to get out of this. There are so many people we would never get out of this vineyard.
Okay. And was it hot there?
No, it was cold.
It was fine.
I had my jean jacket on. We were a little
cold.
Yeah, actually,
I only brought shorts and sundresses because I'm just picturing a little vineyard weekend. Yeah. Travis had to take me to Target to buy jeans the first night because it was so cold out.
It was cold, and she was like, "Well, I just have shorts." And I was like, "Well, you're going to freeze to death, so we're going to Target."
And then he
saw a shirt. What type of jeans did you buy?
Ripped jeans, Wild Fable. He wasn't feeling that for the restaurant, but he did give me a frilly like shirt, and he goes, "This shirt." Actually, you'd wear this. Get this one.
It was like a prairie frilly, school teacher shirt.
So I wore it.
Okay, I've never.
And high heels.
Because I haven't heard for a bit of you guys going on a Target trip together. No. It's been prairie. Travis and I. So he is embracing the prairiness for
I
you.
Did.
Oh, I
did.
Thought you meant for you. I was so excited.
No. We make fun of it. And embrace it for you.
We made fun of it and then promptly said, actually get this one. This looks like something you would like.
You'll wear this. So and then when we looked at shoes and I said, if you get heels with it, then
it will fix it.
It'll fix it.
There was one pair of heels. I wore them 2 nights in a row. We'll explain why the second night wasn't great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then we got back. We got cute for dinner that night. And then where did we go to eat on Saturday?
Little hotel.
Oh yeah. Quirk Hotel, which is super cute. The restaurant inside's called the Pink Grouse. So everything's like pink accessories. It's really cute.
Yes, this is when I started getting extremely jealous.
Yeah, that place is so adorable.
And there's a group of older women outside that we're able to watch. They're several bottles deep. They're
just drinking a lot. Yeah, it was good for them. And then after that,
not us. We're under control.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was probably get any phone calls. So.
Mm. Oh, well, somebody did. Uh-oh. Not really. There was more like conversations. It was like 8 o'clock when our reservation was, and then so we were done at like 10. But we didn't want the night to be over. So we're like, we're going to have
close early.
Early in Charlottesville.
So I want to say it was close to 10. And a lot of places we wanted to go close at 10.
So we had to be like,
Travis goes, strategic. Do you want to go home because you're kind of leaving early tomorrow? And I was like, nope, let's do one more drink.
And so I'm like, well, the place where we had brunch is still open and it's across the street. They're open till midnight.
Or was it 11:30?
Midnight, yeah.
Okay, midnight.
So I'm like, we could go there and that will cut us off at midnight. We'll be done and then you'll still be able to wake up early.
Perfect. So, let's go over there. That was super cute.
Yeah, we get over there and they're like, we're just like, we just want to grab a drink at the bar.
The manager goes, welcome back.
Yeah, that he knew who we were.
Everyone's still there.
Every single person that was working that morning was there. So all knew us.
But it's fine.
It's fine. We get a drink at the bar. The bartender's like very sweet and nice, just perfect bartender, just like, oh yeah, here you go guys, and then kind of does her thing. But then all the people leave, and so she comes back over and then we just start chatting.
Like, we quickly reach the point of seeing her engagement photos.
Yep.
Discussing her upcoming honeymoon.
Yep. Her dogs, her life.
She had worked at a restaurant we went to the night before. Like, we're getting deep in our lives.
Yeah. And then it's midnight. And Amy's like, well, we're going to get out of your hair now.
Because you're closing. We're like keeping you open. She's like, well, I have prep work to do regardless. So you can stay. What do you guys want to drink?
Yeah. Have another drink. Sit here. Talk more.
Oh, I love this.
Right.
That's
so
adorable.
Then her husband and her brother show up.
Oh. So now we're all just hanging out the bar.
The restaurant is closed.
Because he's the cook. So he came from another restaurant. That
no
he was
one
working
is work there anymore. It's just us.
Fill that glass up.
No, I'm going to fill yours up too. I already had
a second one.
I did too.
Oh, you did?
Did you?
I can't tell.
Sorry, we're having anniversaries
be like this.
Yeah. Everyone, okay. You get Travis, you get a little more.
A little splashy splash.
Oh. Woo.
No, she doesn't want you to have that much.
You get the rest.
You
get the rest.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay,
this
guys.
This is what true love looks like.
All right. True love.
Okay. All right.
So
cheers to love. Yes.
So we are drinking, chatting with our new friends, and it's like 1 o'clock, and we're like, really, we might should go.
Okay, QQ. Were the husband, you said husband and brother? Were they like, hi,
no,
what are
so
you
fun.
Guys doing
no,
here?
No, she had texted them and said, I'm having fun with these people, you should come join.
Us.
Oh, okay. So you guys are like, we're the life of the party.
Yeah.
She's
we're
inviting
all on the
you
same
the
level
because
they're all drinking at this point too.
Yeah. Okay. She's drinking, we're drinking, he's drinking, everybody's drinking, we're just drinking.
We're just in this restaurant. She's working. Sunglasses are being broken. Husband's cleaning them up. Yeah. Like we are.
Oh, I thought you said sunglasses. I was like,
no, sunglasses. Okay. Still.
So then around two, we're like, well, we really do.
And
actually,
they're like, actually, you guys can leave now because we want to get Taco Bell before it closes on the way home. So that is actually fine. So we're going to stop drinking too.
Yeah. So we pay our tab and Amy goes.
Then they say, let's do a round of shots on your way out. And that's when we were so mature. We said,
I said, no, I can't do it.
We got to go. And they're like,
I have to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We did not.
Did not do
so
it.
So mature. So I said, let's get our Uber.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, there were no Ubers.
There's no Ubers available because it's 2 a.m. and the bars all close
at
10.
And so then we looked at Lyft and there were no Lyfts available. So we're like, well, it's a 37-minute walk to the Airbnb. It's fine.
We have to do this, actually.
And actually, there is no other choice. So we're 3 minutes into the walk and a girl walks past us with no shoes on. And Amy goes,
that is so trashy.
Loud.
2 minutes later.
2 minutes later, she goes,
Travis, I'm taking my shoes off.
And you know what's funny is that I am like Amy, that I would say that's so trashy, but I'm not like Amy because I will not take my shoes
Chelsea,
off.
Chelsea, our feet, I'm in these new Target pumps
and
that cost
$15. And Charlottesville is all built in hills, so you are literally just walking straight up in high heels.
Okay. Also, like, it wasn't peak safety, so walking for 40 minutes was
there was
the
moments
most
where
I
we're
to
like,
walk.
We had, and like, go, we were go, actually, go. Well, we were so drunk, we were like making, like, having fun and making up
taking
these fake
selfies,
lives, taking
and
selfies.
And we were pretend people.
And
where are all these photos, friends?
Well, they had to stop. They're also, they're purely blurry because Travis goes, go, 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 go.
Yeah, and people, then, go, 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 go. There was some guy who I'd seen like 10 minutes before that. And then I saw him again and I was like,
we have to go. We're sober.
Go,
we're sober.
Go
we're sober,
fast.
We're sober.
And yeah. And then we just kept saying sober, 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 sober,
focus,
sober.
Focus,
and
focus,
like just
drunk.
Started going really fast. It's like, we have to get away from him. There's no reason he should be in the same spot again. Like we shouldn't be seeing him
we're
again.
Yeah. Walking yeah, yeah, through yeah. neighborhoods.
Yeah. And so then we finally like, there's like Charlottesville is a type of city just like any other where you cross over a line and all of a sudden you're in this place where you're like, well, we can do whatever the fuck
we
want to do here.
We're like, look at these Mercedes SUVs. They're safe. And then we're like, do, 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 do.
And then we cross the line again and I'm like, the shoes have to go back on. We have to get be able to
put
run.
Put your shoes on. We need to go right now.
Yeah. I was like, this is not a safe space to be walking. We are two drunk people. And there's not very many street lights in this area. Like this is
oh yeah, I had
this
my
actually
iPhone
dangerous.
Flashlight on the whole time for us.
Like this is actually not. This is how people get murdered and kidnapped.
And
we
so
have
we
to go. We didn't. We made it back.
Home.
And then the next 2 days later at work, one of my coworkers says, "Was your Airbnb on Rives Street?"
Oh no.
And I was like,
maybe.
Yes. Why? And he was like, "I live across the street from the Airbnb you were staying at." I was like,
well,
oh,
sorry, I actually
hope you didn't see me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Your number in case Uber is ever.
But
not
he had to have seen you, right?
He did,
because
he said he saw me on Sunday morning, like packing
up
my car.
That's
thank
what
God.
He means by Saturday getting home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sunday morning.
I was like, oh okay. God. Well, glad, thank God you didn't see us when we were coming home at 3 o'clock in the morning from a walk.
So Chelsea, you would have kept your shoes on. You would have slowed us down. We might have died. So I'm glad you weren't there. Now that I know that you're not willing to be trashy with me.
Also, I said I did say like halfway through. I was like,
Chelsea would kill us.
I said this is the point in the walk where Chelsea. He would murder us and be like, you said it was 10 minutes. And I'd be like, actually, it was 30.
It was a cool 45.
It's so long. This is a long walk. Buckle in. It's not fun.
Thank God we were drinking.
Yeah. It would not have been okay if we had not been drinking.
Well, and meanwhile, I'm at home. I was supposed to have my niece that weekend, but she ended up going to the beach with my parents. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be such a great weekend. I can't wait to lay out at the pool on Saturday. Well, next thing you know, Adrian gets food poisoning.
How dare he?
And I mean, it's just so rude of him. It's so rude of him to ruin my weekend like that when I had plans. And he did say, like, because I was like, I really wanted to go to the pool.
Could and you just feel better?
Yeah. And he's like, you can go. Like, it's fine. And I was like,
well, I'm not going to do that.
I don't want to go by myself, and that's very rude to leave your sick husband at home. So my weekend, per the usual, was like foiled by some bullshit life situation, but we did make up for it on Sunday. I stayed at the pool until 8 o'clock.
Oh, my.
Good.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I told myself I wasn't going to drink, and I didn't drink too much or anything, but I just love a poolside beverage. And so I had this perfect plan like Saturday I was going to go to the pool and have my beverages. Mm. And then Sunday was going to be my relaxation day. And then I had to pivot and switch everything around. Yeah. But I did have a little bit of FOMO. So maybe on the next trip.
Next year.
Yeah. I think I should join. But I will not go on a hike.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, we would have kind of leave you at the bar.
You guys keep telling me that you don't like hiking, but we constantly go on hikes.
But you like real hikes, so we're just trying to find
a balance.
Like
hikes.
I don't like city hikes.
And we don't like nature hikes.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was a learning round for us.
Yeah,
and
next
time. And when we take you,
it'll
be perfect.
It'll be perfect.
What would be perfect for me is if I had another beverage.
I know. I was agreeing with that.
Because we were to have warm rosé. Mm. Yeah. It's our own fault.
What's like,
if
so
you haven't ever microwaved rosé, you should do
you
it.
You will love it.
You'll
what would
love
you
it.
Call the warm rosé that you microwave?
Wah rosé.
He thought of that so quick. Wah rosé.
Well, I was thinking about like Mario and Wario.
Mm. Okay. You know I can't say that word, so how dare you choose a word that I can't pronounce?
War.
Yeah. Can we name it something else?
I can't say, what's the sound a lion makes?
Roar?
Yeah, I can't say that.
You can't say roar?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Hold on. Roar.
Be right back.
Oh, he said roar. Okay, we're going to roar. Bye. This is so reminiscent of podcasting outside because it is podcasting outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're back.
You know what I wish I had with me?
Ah, sorry.
Oh my God. Don't fall.
Some of our listeners don't know about the last summer, and I know we've talked about it on one episode this year, but they don't know about Chelsea's ass sweat towel.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because it gets hot out. Chelsea brings a towel. We actually sell towels now for your ass sweat.
Yeah.
That you knock until you're in the situation that we are in right now. We are sitting on a porch, you're sweaty, you stand up, your butt's sweaty. Guess who's not sweaty? Chelsea, because she's sitting on her official ass sweat towel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This towel is full of sweat.
Yeah.
But you're not.
But I'm not.
Yeah, your ass is not. Yeah.
Well, we're gross. You're not.
So.
And also, if you live anywhere that is.
Where your ass doesn't sweat.
Cool. then we hate you right now. And by that, we mean we're just jealous.
And
we're
honestly.
We're just jealous bitches.
That's true. And sorry to interrupt that because that's important to say we're jealous bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, guys, global warming is real. It gets hotter and hotter
every year.
I saw someone post, and it's a girl that I follow on Instagram, and her husband live in a bus.
Like, oh, wow.
You know, an outfitted bus.
On purpose
that they drive around.
For fun.
Yes, for purpose.
For funsies.
And they're in Arizona, and I don't know exactly where they...
117 this week.
And she said this is the first time in 2 years that they've had to stay...
They had to get a hotel.
They got a hotel because their bus was so hot, and then... Something was happening where they couldn't keep the... They probably have solar panels, mm-hmm. and they couldn't keep everything charged.
Yeah.
But she looked... So happy. You could tell she had just gotten out of the shower. Oh,
yeah.
She had a towel AC's wrapped around her head. She was laying in the bed. And I was like, yeah, girl.
Yeah. AC.
Good luck when you get back in that bus. Because
yeah. You need to head over to like the Yukon in Canada for the summer or something.
I'm like,
get out of this.
Why are you in Arizona?
No,
in
time
the summer?
That better. Yeah. Do better. You cannot be in Arizona at that time. When I went to the Grand Canyon, it was July.
Oh.
And as you're driving, it's so hot. Mm-hmm. It's like expanding the air in the tires. I had to keep letting the air out of my tires.
Yeah.
That's how hot it gets.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
People are not meant to live in that.
I bet you even had to drink water.
I had to drink water.
You're drinking water. When we
I'm
got
drinking
here,
water right now.
Oh. Travis said, can I have a glass of water?
And I've already drank it.
We knew it was serious. When you got the water.
You know it's hot outside if I'm asking for a glass of water.
Yeah, first thing, before he ordered coffee or alcohol.
I'm like, either water? Travis is hot or he became responsible since I last
just
saw
hot.
Him.
And we know the answer. It's not responsible.
Yeah, no, just
it's
hot. Sweat. Yeah, okay. It's sweat. Yep.
Okay, since I last saw you.
Yeah.
to recap, actually, because we told a couple stories about our fun little weekends away.
Yes, okay. Yes.
But we haven't recorded for 2 weeks together.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
Since I last saw you, I'll give you my quick, a bug just flew into Travis's eye. So we have to go. Directly.
Please redirect your
eyeball.
Please direct your.
Water can't save you now.
Somewhere else, please. Okay. All right. What were you asking? What was the question?
Just one eye.
We weren't asking you any questions. Amy was going to tell us about
her
journey.
That bug got in my way.
We did the trips.
Okay, we did some trips, but since I last saw you, the only other things that really stand out to me.
Yeah.
I no longer have my best friend nose ring with you too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know what's funny is the day after my birthday is actually when it got super infected.
Yeah.
And it was like my body knew. It's like, boo, you're too old. It's the time. Just take it out. And I was like, no, body, I'm young. I'm fun. And your body's like, does this blood and pus look like you're fun? And I was like, it doesn't. You're right. I'm going to let this go. So I did have a little nose nodule for a day that I thought, thank you, masks. But I thought it was my new nose. And then it promptly, went back into the nose. So nose rings are healable. So if you want to have an adventure that lasts 8 weeks until the exact time where it's supposed to be healed and able to be changed and then it gets infected, go on the journey. It heals very nicely.
Yeah.
But also she's leaving out a part of this story.
Which part?
The part where somehow you and I were just texting about it and she was explaining the nose situation and she's explained, the nodules, nose nodules.
Dramatic.
And she said, I'll probably have to do nose surgery tomorrow. And I said, good luck with that. And she said, and by I mean Travis will do the surgery on my nose.
What?
I thought in Charlottesville you could do the surgery.
So she thought you were going to help her pop her little nose nodule bump.
I would have thrown up everywhere.
I know. I just figured you had to.
I scrape myself and I'm like, well, this blood is disgusting.
I mean, I thought Travis was going to pass out at the nose piercing.
Yeah.
If you had seen this ball of blood and skin on my nose,
yeah,
that
this
I wanted
was
you
what she
to
wanted you to do surgery
down
on
for me.
See,
you sent me the link about
she
the
left
article.
That part
I can
out.
Handle emergencies, like in the heat of the moment.
It was an emergency.
That would not have been enough of an emergency. Like, I need a finger chopped off for me to handle the
situation.
I would
have gotten there. You would have seen this ball in my nose. You would have been like, emergency, and you would have just stabbed it. It was a lot.
I probably would have gotten you the pin and been like, here, I've already sanitized this with alcohol. You go in the bathroom and take care of that thing
but
on your nose.
Because we can't,
I can't
have
be,
that
I was
for this
say, I can't be seen with you with
Travis,
that on your
that's
nose.
That's not going to work for my image. So she left that part out,
yeah,
Travis.
Yeah,
she didn't tell
now,
that part.
Now I know.
The other part I left out is that Travis said, sent me an article and said, like, how about you do nothing to it? Don't touch it. Just clean it and don't touch it today.
Yeah, I did
and
tell
then
her
tomorrow,
that. I said, leave it alone for 24 hours.
Pop it. And when I got to Charlottesville, I said, hey, my nose thing went away. It completely went away. And he's like, oh, that's really great. And then 2 minutes later, I was like, because I popped it last night.
Yeah. Didn't listen to I read all these articles about what she should do.
Yeah.
And gave all that information to her. And
he
she didn't listen
the
to
articles,
any of it.
And then I go, what did it say I should do? Like, I couldn't even read the articles
read
about
the article.
My nose that he had sent me and found me. So anyways, the nose thing is good.
Well, hold on, please.
Doing
because
great.
Actually, I think Travis is the resident nose consultant. Because yesterday, I texted
you have a nose thing too?
And I said, hey, Travis, can
the
I
the one
ask
with
you?
A nose ring still? Yeah. Hey, I just feel so close to you.
Yeah. Since we're in this relationship together of the nose rings now, I was like, can I ask you a question about your nose piercing? Mm. And nothing traumatic is happening with mine. It's just, I do think that it takes a long time to heal and there's a little inside
your
bump situation going
it, you have to
on.
Keep fighting it.
And so he was like, well, based on this article that I sent Amy, here's what I instruct you to do
oh
on yours.
My God.
So we're just a mess. We're sorry.
Thank you
Travis
for the nose
is like,
help.
I think my right. body just accepts healing better than you all.
And they do, like Travis
some
says, I mean, the article, the
do.
One article does say your body does or doesn't accept piercings. And I had a really bad reaction when I got my cartilage pierced. Like my ear got very large. So I do think I am going to move into the tattoo phase of my life. That feels like a
what?
Better decision
yeah,
instead,
I
of,
like
the,
that
instead
decision.
Of the piercings. Okay. My body rejected the piercings.
I mean, tattoos are permanent. Do you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
She
okay.
has one.
You can have them removed if you need to.
Laser.
Yeah.
Laser removal.
It's expensive,
it's expensive
and, painful.
And painful.
And I think you would probably do it, though.
I would do it
if you
I
wanted
to.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm all for
okay.
all body alterations if you
okay.
have to.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Thank you for this update.
Yeah.
Is that your only update? That's your only life
okay.
change?
There's one other thing.
Okay, what was the other thing?
I bought another pair of Birkenstocks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And
okay,
gold.
Amy, I saw the box on
they're
your table
gold.
Today. I saw the box on the table today, and I was like, Jesus Christ.
I wore them already. I love them. I'm going to wear them everywhere. Boyfriend jeans, white tee, these gold Birkenstocks, it's who I am now.
Okay.
I'm ordering some
all right.
Birkenstocks.
Okay.
I think after I saw Amy's at the beach, I do like the little beachy ones. I'm not into flip-flops anymore. I didn't think that was
that's
a cute
not a look,
look
for us
me.
Anymore.
And then I got a little
I don't
blister.
Wear flip-flops, though, except to go outside to a pool or outside to the beach. Like, I don't wear flip-flops as, like, clothing articles.
Travis,
like,
I will
say
I don't
anything.
Either, but it's just not cute anymore.
I didn't want to go here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
But
she's going to tell you.
On the Alley 26 post you put up, I noticed that your Virginia friends were both wearing Birkenstocks as well. So it's just surrounding
are.
You.
I'm not going to wear them, though.
Maybe. We'll see.
I will accept them. I will accept being seen with people wearing them.
We'll see.
Because they will be a fad like they were. They will die again like they did.
Well, we'll die before that.
Yeah.
They lasted like 2 years last time.
They've been around a while because I got them in my trunk a year ago. And I was like, I will not wear
around,
these.
But they stick around for a couple years each time they become popular again. But I just don't see the point in owning
that. So that's how I've been since I last saw you all on a podcast episode. How's everyone else been?
I have been on my Airbnb searching journey, per the usual.
Oh, for the cutest Airbnbs. Yeah. That's your specialty.
So you guys know I like to look at Airbnbs, find the cutest ones. Well, they came out with a press release, and I wonder if it is semi-related to them going public, because he didn't say anything about it. The founder didn't say anything about it in the video, but I did watch the whole video because I just wanted to, you know, hear about what they were saying. I don't know. It was work hours. It seemed like probably I should be doing.
What was it about?
So it was just, it was about updates that they're making and the things that are changing. Okay. And the biggest thing that I took away from it is that Airbnb is renting private islands now.
Oh.
Chelsea, this is breaking news.
We have to get one of those.
We need a private island.
Yes.
How much are those?
It's just about like $4,000 a night. It's not much of a big deal.
Okay.
But you do get the whole island.
Oh my God.
Are there a lot of places for people to sleep on the island?
Yeah, like it's an island. Like there's a house there. It's not just
one
an
house.
Island. I don't know. He just mainly high level.
Yeah, we stopped at private island.
It was
why
private
don't you
island.
Have all of the answers?
Well, I am going to be looking into it.
We'll expect a full report out next week.
Because I'm going to apply to go stay in Airbnbs for a year.
What?
I'm going to apply.
Is that a thing? A job?
It's not a job. They don't pay you. They pay you to stay at their Airbnbs. They'll pay for accommodations and travel.
Okay.
Okay, why didn't you invite us on this journey with you?
Well,
that's
I'll
so
apply.
Rude.
You can come.
Okay.
You can bring up to 3 companions.
Well, good. We only need 2.
And Adrian said he can't really come.
Well, the husbands have to stay to work, Chelsea.
Yeah, they have to support our lifestyle.
So I was saying over text because I had sent it to my sister and then she was like,
go with
him. I don't
really
know.
Good.
She
it
has
seems
an
realistic.
So I am honestly going to apply.
Okay, should we all 3 apply to see if we can that'll increase our chances?
Oh, you should.
Okay, so you don't have to say who you're bringing or how does it work?
You just say 3 companions.
We all 3 apply.
The only stipulation.
And then that increases our chances.
And what it is, it's for people who want to live the nomadic lifestyle.
That's
I never
fine.
Thought I wanted to live the nomadic lifestyle until I went in this pandemic and I need a whole life revamp.
And we can podcast every week at a different place and
whole
like
time.
Our husbands can just join us when they can. Otherwise, they just keep working and paying our lives. That's good.
I mean, they only come join us like 2 to 3 weeks a year, like their vacations.
Yeah.
But we love that 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, for them.
Well, at first, like
and
we
us,
were trying
we
to.
And
them.
Us, we miss them. Thank you so much
yes.
for. Do you get to come home, like, to see your family? Like, are they, like, force you to stay on the road the whole time?
I haven't seen my family
wasn't...
for 2 years. We can do this.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Well, and at first, Adrian was being very logical, which I did not appreciate.
Yeah.
I did not appreciate it. I said, I want to do this, and you're holding me back. And he's like, well, how are we going to pay our bills?
Think how much cheaper it will be if I'm not here.
You know what I said to him? I said, I am tired of overanalyzing everything in life. I just want to figure it out. If I get selected, I will figure it out.
Yes.
I don't know how I will figure it out, but in that moment,
that
I will
true,
figure
though,
it out.
Is
like,
that people, we should try for it and then figure it
we
out.
We are the expense in our households, I'd say. Like we do spend more percentage of our households potentially if we didn't have to spend the money for our households, they would save money.
Well,
it's like
we would
saving.
Need to eat and drink while
is there
we're
a stipend or something
there.
There's only a stipend for travel so they're not necessarily it's not a job it's and what you would be required to do is give feedback to
on
them
the
about how because what they're noticing is that there's been a large uptick in the number of what they call like long term which is more than 28 days rentals in Airbnbs over the last year so people have started living a nomadic lifestyle and they want to have the opportunity to host those people in Airbnbs
we just have to make money from our YouTube channel about our podcast and our nomadic life. I'm not worried about our revenue stream.
Well, we're fine. Or if this was my thought is if you could find a remote position, then you could still work because it's not like you're required to constantly be producing content for Airbnb. You just have to agree that you'll move around from place to place.
They'll suggest listings for you.
This could be a problem about suggesting listings only because my only situation is like I'm a little picky.
Yeah, so you're not going to get to be picky.
What does suggest mean?
Well, they just give you a list of suggested listings. So I'm not sure, so I did read the terms and conditions and it didn't get very detailed. And honestly, the application is incredibly short. It's only 500 words.
Okay.
So I started doing it and then
it's like an essay.
Essentially. Yeah.
Okay, I'll write mine tomorrow.
But, yeah, and I'm serious. Like I am going to apply. If I get selected, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll put down that I'm going to bring four companions and then, you know, we'll have some flexibility. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have some flexibility. We always have room at the table for a rotating companion.
Exactly. So,
okay, perfect.
So that's what I've been doing. Replanning my life.
Okay, well, perfect. I took my nose ring out and now I'm just feeling like I haven't been doing as much as you.
Well, and there was an article, I think it was New York Times, that said in a recent poll, 50% of millennials have decided they have picked the wrong career and they've picked the wrong path for their lives and they regret it. And they're now reevaluating their whole life in our 30s and 40s. We're reevaluating our lives and going, well, this isn't what I never wanted this.
Yeah. It just came out of necessity, right?
Yeah, or I was forced into this. I was supposed to go to school. I was supposed to be this person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You all made us do this. And now we're like, we only get one life.
And this is it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so interesting. Cause I think I think in these conversations that we have sometimes on podcast and off podcast, we've all talked about like those places in our lives where we're like, is this what did I mean to end up here? Like,
yeah.
And not like spouse or anything like that. We love our spouses, but just career wise, like, did I mean to end up here? Was this the end goal?
Or just life completeness. Like I want everything and I only get one chance to get everything. Yeah. Am I getting everything? That's the everything I want for
me. Yeah.
And that is where Adrian finally landed. Thank God he understood because he said, okay. Cause I said, it is hard when you're married. So then your life becomes completely aligned with that other person, but you might have different goals. And I said, it's not that I want to be away from you, but like you're being very logical and I just want to take this risk. It's just applying. Then you have to go through the finals.
Exactly.
I mean, there's rounds of interviews.
I was gonna say there's probably rounds
like,
of interviews.
You have to submit a video eventually. Like there's a whole process, but I said, I don't want to be held back in this moment. And maybe it's crazy. I don't know. Pandemic has made me into a different level of crazy and risky. Like, and so,
but like worst case scenario is not that worst case scenario of a lot of things we think are risky that we want to do.
Right. Yeah. And so he came to the conclusion that he could just come visit me on the road.
Perfect.
And I was like, okay,
Feels great. Yeah.
The equivalent that he kind of gave as an example was people whose husbands or partners are in the military.
Oh yeah. Military.
And so he said,
I was thinking traveling salespeople.
Yeah. And we have a close friend whose husband has been stationed in Korea for the majority of the pandemic. And he said, oh my God, if they can do this, then I can let you have this opportunity. And I was like, I just want to do it. I don't know if I'm crazy or what. I just want to apply for it. So I'm applying.
And I think applying is good because I also started an application to The Circle.
Yay!
I mean, who knows if I would ever get even picked for an interview.
Wait, is that the show that I don't watch?
Yeah.
Yes.
But
Travis would be so good at it.
Would you be yourself?
Is that the one where you can pretend to be someone else or be yourself and you're trying to get people to like you so they don't vote you off? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you would be you?
I'd be me.
They're in like social media in their own little house.
Yeah.
Okay. But they can do nothing. You can't even use your phone, right?
No. You are completely disconnected from everything.
How long?
But how many weeks is the show? I know we've talked about it before, but it's not like it's as long as it seems on TV.
It's actually not as long as it feels. Yeah. On TV, it feels really long. I think it's like 6 weeks or 7 weeks. So they actually, not everybody, you see the people that are on it, but there's actually more contestants. Some of them never make it, but you do still get sent there. You still get put to an apartment and you get a chaperone while you're there.
That feels like assigned a chaperone.
You're assigned a chaperone because basically what they're making sure is that like nobody will, what they don't want to happen is because you're allowed during the time pre-production, it's in London. So you're allowed to go explore and stuff, but you have to do everything with your chaperone to make sure that you don't accidentally bump into another one of the contestants.
Just meet at a bar by mistake.
Or, and then figure out who each other are. So you have to be.
I never thought about that. They're like, excuse me, we're not going to be able to go to this bar.
We don't feel good. Let's go.
And then as the show is being filmed, when they bring on other people, what they're doing is they're looking at the dynamic, and then they pick one of the other people waiting in the wings based off of the current dynamic that has been established.
Because they do switch people out.
Well,
right?
If somebody gets voted off, someone else comes in.
Right? Okay.
And when somebody comes in, they pick a person based off of the current dynamic. So they've got a pool of people ready to go.
Like waiting in your hotel.
So you might not ever even get picked, but you'd still be there. And you still get, like, I imagine all the stipend and stuff like that, but you don't get picked. But which would be really shitty to, like, get that far and you're just sitting there and, like,
I was on the circle. Well, you didn't see me.
You didn't see me, but I was there.
Yeah.
But it never happened.
Yeah, guys, I'm applying for things too.
Well, now you're going to apply for the Airbnb.
Yeah. No, I will. I will apply for the Airbnb.
So the application, it has to be in by June 30th. So Adrian and I were at dinner, and I was like filling it out on my phone and telling him what I thought I could say. Yeah. But then if you go into the terms and conditions, which listeners,
some people might
you
not
don't
do.
Steal our ideas, okay?
Yeah, but it gives you some little tidbits.
Yes. In the terms and conditions, it says, write this story, humor helps.
Oh.
And I was like, Stop. I have to write an essay now. Like, now I have to pull back.
Well, now I basically just have to drink tomorrow so I can get a little tipsy,
write a little essay. And I think we have plenty of funny stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last
we're
year, come
podcast,
on.
We're a podcast.
We're a podcast. Yeah. We've had some situations. We can tell you about them off the mic, Airbnb.
All the things.
And if we don't make it, it's totally fine if Airbnb decides to sponsor us.
Right. Like, we're open to either scenario.
Too.
Either one.
Yeah.
So I think that's our next the journey for me in life.
I love that.
Okay.
And hopefully.
Well, let's pack our things.
Yeah. Go ahead and pack. It's fine.
We're
it's in
so
the bag.
We're going to have cute things from all over the country.
Yeah.
We'll be such eclectic mixes of who we are now.
Yeah.
Well, and it does ask if you have a passport to travel internationally.
We do.
So we do.
Ready to go.
Collectively, we do.
So just
keep that current.
Perfect.
Keep it current and go ahead.
That'd be great if it was not pack. Only in the U.S.
And they were like, do you want to go to Paris? And
we have to check out these Airbnbs.
We actually have to go to Paris for weeks. It's terrible. It's for work.
Yeah. It's our job. We don't get paid.
We don't get paid for it, but we're having to go.
We're volunteers. We took a year off work to volunteer.
We've been volunteering for the last year.
Can we just go on sabbatical for a year to volunteer?
Yeah. It's a good,
reasonable.
It's for
a good, charity.
Good cause.
No, it's
we don't know yet. We're working on the wording.
We're working on the wording.
Yeah. Okay. Branding. Okay. Well, I guess that seems like what we have to go work on.
That's the priority.
Yeah.
Okay. And well, I'm glad to be back with you guys.
Didn't do anything during the 2 weeks, I guess, Chelsea?
I'm sorry. I just got so excited. I'm so sorry.
Well, I didn't, so it's fine.
I did watch
every episode of Black Monday.
That's good. We have to go. Black Monday is so good, right?
Wait, what is this on? What network?
You watch Black Monday. It's the stock market thing that you told him about.
Okay, sorry.
And I've had it on my list, but after I knew that you were both watching it, I was like, well, fuck, I have to get caught up. I've completely caught up. I've watched every single episode. There's been 24 episodes so far. I've watched every episode in the last 4 days.
That's how I was with binging
it's
the Hacks
good.
After you talked
so
about
good.
It.
I started watching it's Hacks because so both of you guys were watching
Hacks
it.
Is so
and
good.
I love it. Oh my gosh, so I love it.
But
and they're
need
definitely
a new show.
They're going to have season two.
Oh, they have to. Are you done with Hacks?
Uh-huh.
They have to have a season two.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Okay, if you haven't watched Hacks or Black Monday, two good shows, we also need you to tell us good shows because I have no good shows right now. So unless Travis has one, he's about to share. I have nothing right now.
What else am I watching right now?
Netflix did just come out with like yesterday or the day before a vacation rental. A vacation show.
And I will watch that.
I started watching it last night, but that'll be like, you'll watch that in 5 seconds.
Yeah, I was about to say, that one I will watch.
And it's not a show, you know, it's not like a traditional show.
I do watch Why Women Kill. They had a season one.
I love that show.
So good. And their season two is on episode four right now. And it's really good. It is interesting because season one was set up where it was the same house and three different women who had lived in it over a century were killing their husbands in it.
Oh my God.
In season two, all of the women are in the same time period and they're each killing a different person, not necessarily their husband.
I thought you meant not the same individual.
But they're all three, their stories are all like very intertwined. And
it's,
so
it's Why Women Kill.
It's called Why Women Kill. And it's like a comedy,
a dark comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hmm?
I didn't know if Amy liked like crime murder.
Yeah, it's like
shows.
A dark comedy because it is, there are parts of it where you're laughing, but then there's other parts where you're like, Yeah. So it's like it's not scary at all. Okay. Like they make it kind of funny. Like you're, and there are points of it where you're like, well, that was problematic. Don't do that when you murder people.
Okay. I won't watch that I write the Airbnb essay. That could be in the wrong head. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We murdered our husband. So now we have to go away for a year.
Can you get us out of the country? Like the Maldives?
I wonder if that would be fun. Like funny. If you said like, we murdered our husbands. Just kidding.
Pandemic was weird for us. Yeah. I'm sure it was for many women.
Yeah. I'm on the run. I would really love the nomadic life. If you could pick countries where there's no extradition. Thank you so much. Love that.
Well, and of course, like in the terms and conditions, like there's no liability Airbnb, you know, they have absolved themselves of any liability for anything. Like
as long as they're cool with us producing content on this journey,
they will love us
and we're fine.
They will love us.
Chef's kiss to us.
Okay.
Let's get out of this heat.
God, please.
It's terrible.
Let's go in the shower.
Because no one would love the current
drink. Not together.
And is there
Let's
a shower?
Let's all get in the shower. As the optimist, we'd like the shower here.
It's our 1 year anniversary. Oh, let's get crazy.
We have to do it together. It's fine.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for having brunch with us today. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brunchcast, or our website, basicbrunchcast.com, or check out our merchandise store, basicbrunchcast.threadless.com. Cheers, Basics, and let's brunch again soon. This has been a Popjoy Media production.